Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Goodness, Mr. Postmaster, look at the mail.
I believe the children have really got the word, Miss Message. No one's taking chances on a late letter this year.
No, sir. So here's the mail.
One for me, and one for you, and one for me, and one for you, and goodness. All right, here's one from Nancy, Miss Message, who writes, Dear Santa Claus, thank you for the letter. I hope you will bring me and my family something. Merry Christmas to you. I love you, Santa Claus. Goodbye. Love, Nancy. Nancy makes it easy on Santa Claus. No special orders there. That's nice.
Right. And so does Allison Grandel.
Really?
Dear Santa, my name is Allison Grandel, and I will be 5 years old on Christmas Eve. It's a nice time to turn five years old. I've been a good girl. For Christmas, I would like a Rub-A-Dub Dolly tugboat shower, Snoopy Speedway, and a Tough Stuff shopping basket. I have a sister. Her name is Melissa. She would like a tape recorder, Hi-Q, and a guitar case. We will leave you some cookies and milk on the table. Love always, Allison Grandel.
Gosh, I'd like to hear Allison's sister play. Well, maybe she doesn't have a guitar. She's starting with a case. Guitar will come later.
Right.
Oh, here's one from Amy Ray Yount, who writes, Dear Santa, this is what I want for Christmas. Barbie makeup set and a jump rope, a calculator, baby wet and care, doctor game, big wheel. That is all. From Amy Ray Yount. Happy Merry Christmas. And I bet she did that all herself. Very nice writing.
Right. This letter is from Leslie Sedwick and Ben Sedwick. I think Leslie is writing this. Anyway, Dear Santa Claus, I want a Dancerella, and Ben wants a Mickey Mouse roller coaster. And he wants a choo-choo train. Thank you, Leslie Sedwick and Ben Sedwick.
They really got their letter all over that page, didn't they?
Right.
Scott Davis, Miss Message, has sent us a picture of Santa Claus. Very good likeness, I'd say.
Well, maybe that's we can frame it and hang it up.
Dot-to-dot drawing there, but he really did a nice job. My name is Scott Davis, and I'm 8 years old, and I live at Spicer's Mill Farm. I've been a very good boy, and I would like a mini bike, Godzilla, and Terron. My brother Jason is only 3 years old, and he's been very good. And he would like Rocky Rollies, school bus, tool kit, musical TV, and Tommy Answer Clock. We'll leave you and your reindeer some snacks. Love, Scott and Jason Davis. Now, I've been keeping an eye on the clock, Miss Message, because I want to make sure we have time for this story. First of all, because it's typewritten, and it's really easy to read. Thomas Pates, who is in the 8th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School, wrote this one. And it's called The Girl Named Missy. Missy Brown lived in a small but homely house in West Virginia. It was 2 days before Christmas, and Missy didn't make a Christmas list for Santa Claus. You know why? Because she didn't believe in Santa, and she hated Christmas. Her mom and dad tried to convince her, but she still said that Santa was a myth. Now, on Christmas Eve, while Missy was asleep, Santa walked into her room and stood by her bed. Then Missy woke up by a creaking sound, and saw Santa, and she gasped and said, This is the dumbest thing you've did yet, Dad. Santa then turned and walked away. When morning came, Missy got up from bed to get some warm milk, and there in the living room were Christmas presents for the whole family. Who put these here? Asked Missy. We didn't, said Mrs. Brown. I didn't, said Missy's father. Well, who in the world did then? Asked Missy. And all of a sudden, a pony walked into the room, with a note tied around his neck, which read, Dear Missy, I finally realized why you hated Christmas. It's because you never really had a real Christmas. So, happy Christmas, love, Santa, and Mrs. Claus. Well, from then on, Missy always believed in Santa and loved Christmas. Even when Missy grew up, got married, and had children of her own, she never, ever forgot to write to Santa Claus. One of her children, Susan, went through the very same thing. However, when Susan woke up on Christmas, there were no presents. Missy wondered and wondered, and finally saw that Susan had closed the damper to the fireplace and Santa couldn't get in. So next Christmas they did get presents. So, says Thomas Pates, concluding his story about the girl named Missy, this Christmas, write to Santa and don't close any dampers.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
This story is from Holly Goodman, who's a sixth grader at Prospect. And Holly's story is Murray and His Friend Party. Well, once there was a mouse named Murray. He had few friends, but he was good to the ones he had. So, when Christmas Eve came, he had nothing to give. He thought a long time and asked some of the friends of his friends what he might get his friends. They all said the same thing, a Christmas tree. So, he got a great big one and pulled it into his hole, set it up, and decorated it. Then he went out and bought party trimmings, cheese, and other party refreshments. Then he went out and invited everyone he knew to the party. They all showed up and had a great time. When the guests left, they were thinking how cruel they'd been to Murray, and yet he invited them over to have a good time. They felt so very guilty and wanted to make up. So the mice each gave Murray a gift with a card saying, "Christmas is for loving, so I'll be your friend forever." Murray was very pleased, so on every holiday he gave a party for his friends. Holly Goodman's story there.
Well, that's a very nice way to do things. And looks like Murray got himself some friends there, too. And
right.
Those are two really nice stories, Miss Message.
Mm-hmm. And I think time's up now. If we want to make sure Santa's courier gets the mailbag, we'd better get it outside on the hook.
Okay, and get the bag. Don't forget that story from the Sedgwicks. I mean, the letter there. Got it all stuffed in. There, that does it. And out it goes. And we're through for tonight. Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.